You're listening to SBS News.
Two people have been killed in a shooting attack on a synagogue and a kebab bistro in the eastern German city of Halle. Konrad Rossler saw what happened.
I was standing right at the entrance of the kebab shop and saw a woman, an older woman, passing straight by. And behind her, there was suddenly this man wearing a helmet and military clothes. Or at least, that is what it looked like. He was holding a gun, and he was also wearing a balaclava. And then he wanted to throw what looked like a hand grenade, or a heavy-duty firecracker. But it bounced off the doorframe and exploded right in front of this elderly woman, with a very loud bang. And then he raised the gun and started shooting. And then everybody ran, and everybody shouted at the same time.
One suspect was arrested, but two others fled in a hijacked car. The violence occurred on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the calendar in Judaism, when Jews fast, seeking atonement, and spend much of the day in the synagogue. The attackers live-streamed at least part of the attack on Twitch, a game-focused video platform owned by Amazon. The video was taken offline quickly, but echoed the live-streamed shooting of the march attacks on two mosques in New Zealand. Max Privorowski, the chairman of the Jewish community in Halle, says the attacker shot at the door of the synagogue but did not get in.
The attacker tried to destroy the door of the synagogue with heavy weaponry, and thank God these doors were stronger than the attacker's weapons.
Mr. Privorowski says they have asked for police protection before but were told there was no reason to worry.
We have said several times that we wish, just like in big cities like Berlin, Munich or Frankfurt, for our synagogue and our Jewish community in Saxony-Anhalt to have police protection. But we were always told that everything is fine, everything is okay, everything is quiet.
Anti-Semitism is a particularly sensitive issue in Germany, following the genocide of 6 million Jews in the Nazi Holocaust during the Second World War. In video remarks before the rampage, the attacker ranted about Jews being responsible for what he called problems, such as feminism and mass immigration, according to a group that tracks online extremism. The man spoke a combination of English and German and denied the Holocaust. Around 200,000 Jews live today in Germany, a country of around 83 million people. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas wrote on Twitter that the fact a synagogue was attacked on the Day of Atonement hits us in the heart, adding that we must all act against anti-Semitism in our country. Joseph Schuster, the president of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, says it was a shocking event.
Es sind, glaube ich, nur glückliche Umstände, die ein größeres Massaker.
It's only fortunate circumstances that have prevented a major massacre, the circumstances that the door stayed closed. What I don't understand at all, I want to clearly say on this occasion, is that the synagogue in Halle had no police protection on the highest Jewish holiday. The perpetrator didn't come into the synagogue. That's a good thing, and that's an indication the door was good. But I'm convinced that if there'd been police protection, then in all probability the perpetrator would not have been able to attack a second place. But then I assume he would have already been rendered harmless at that time, or at least would have not been able to commit another act.
Germany's top security official, Interior Minister Horst Seehofer, said authorities must assume that it was an anti-Semitic attack and said prosecutors believe there may be a right-wing extremist motive to it. Chancellor Angela Merkel visited a synagogue in Berlin on Wednesday evening in a show of solidarity. Alan Lee, SBS News.